This is Triple J Breakfast
with Matt and Alex.
Best podcast ever. That's how I would describe this one for Thursday, 4th of September.
You know, when The Office blew up and everyone was watching it.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. And everyone was just talking about how awkward it was. And how much it just made them cringe. That was kind of the appeal.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast is.
Hopefully it gets the same sort of attention and wins the same sort of Emmys. Because I tell you what, it starts off slow with my own High School Musical acts. Intent. That's the problem, because I was intending for my song to be funny. We're talking about High School Musical this week. I intended it to be funny, and hence, it was not funny. It was like... slightly amusing hearing me sing quite badly.
I'm sure it was a full-on lol fest when you
did
it.
At the time, it killed.
I bet, were people talking about it a little while afterwards?
Yeah, I'll do that. So, there's a song I sang in the final assembly. Matt O'Kine, trying to be serious, turns out to be funny. What gives? What gives?
See, I don't like the fact that you say it turns out to be funny, okay? Because as far as I'm concerned, those songs are still serious, okay? Nothing funny about a man spilling his emotions out onto the page.
Oh, man, it was good. If that's like all I'd heard of you, I'd think it was quite good.
See, if but I was pouring coffees,
you, yeah, you know, knowing you as I know you, then hearing that, that's what makes it funny. This is your very first podcast and you flick straight to the section with the song. You might think it's quite good. Good guitar playing, quite the player there. But... oh, yes. We better keep this intro short so people can get to it as quickly as possible.
I'll tell you what, there's more where that came from.
What segment can we do?
We're not doing a segment.
We're going to do a segment.
No, we can't.
But until then, enjoy the podcast. Seth Century was very funny as well. My father was just trying to give us the wrap up the whole time because he was paying for the phone call. Other than that, general standard podcast goodness. We'll catch you later.
Bye.
Good morning. Hope you're going well.
Yep.
Thursday morning, and Matt, look, you get in the mornings and sometimes you're like really tired, but the breakfast show is always really fun to do. You get to talk to these cool people, including you, listening to it in that one. Not often do I not want to do a show.
I was sitting on my bed yesterday, literally my head was in my hands, and I was thinking, I can't do this.
This Friday, tomorrow, we're going to be heading to Liebler-Yavne College to celebrate the victory of Japanese wallpaper in Unearthed High. He's in year 11. His name's Gab, goes to school, and we're putting on a gig with Seth Century at lunchtime at his school in St Kilda in Melbourne. To celebrate, Matt and I have dug into the archives and found our own musical past from high school, and we've got some audio to share with you this morning.
Hit me with a lyric.
Of my song,
yep.
From my song. All right. Miss Schultz, this school just wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh.
And I guess that that's probably a good thing too.
Oh, that's quite sentimental.
Yeah, but also drilling her.
Oh, is that like a... just
it's a good thing the school's
stab.
Not going to be the same.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's the kind of quality.
Oh, you're doing
Burns.
It was.
I'll tell you why it was like that. In a bit, but mine was sort of a joke song, Matt O'Kine. There's not a hint of humour in your music.
Mate, I've got many snippets of songs that I have made over the past 12 years. Count them, 12. Not a skerrick of humour in any of them. All 100% legit feelings poured onto the page, all right? I can't tell you how much I was sitting on my bed yesterday going, the text line's going to destroy me.
All right. 0439757555 is that number. Do your best. Feel free to make it worse than Kanye's reaction yesterday. That wasn't great. But also today, someone who's good at making music.
And there's a place I go for breakfast every afternoon. The coffee's rubbish and the bacon's always hard to chew.
That's right, he broke out through Unearthed. This song came up a few years ago. It's Seth Century. He's going to be performing at Liebler-Yavne College tomorrow. as part of the Unearth High winning. We're going to chat to him to see how he's faring up for that gig.
As well as that, KLP taking care of bonus weather rap duties. Find out what she has in store for you. Ahead of the release of the Triple J House Party CD that she's mixed and put together. Apparently the beat is sick, Matt O'Kine. Tomorrow, after winning on a tie, Japanese Wallpaper will be playing a gig at his school alongside Seth Century, who's tracked the Waitress song we also found on Triple J Unearthed. And we're about to play a brand new track right now from Unearthed, which is just killing it on the charts. It's called End of Year Report. And it was written by a young, impressionable 18-year-old man from Warrnambool who was at his final assembly and... in front of the whole school, decided it'd be a good idea to sing a song, sort of roasting a few of the teachers that had helped the Year 12s on their final day get through the year.
Okay, this is an Alex Dyson original.
So it is. We're sort of celebrating high school music, so
This is in front of the entire school.
It is. And so, unfortunately, unless you went to Warrnambool College... over the last decade or so, you won't know a lot of the names that get thrown up here.
A lot of in-jokes.
So a lot of the jokes probably go over your head.
But if you did go to Warrnambool College...
strap yourself in.
This is a lol fest. Good.
Well, a few little things. Mr. Atack was the principal.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, he had a bit of a strange British accent. I got a couple of bald jokes in there.
Because he was bald?
No, not for him, for other teachers.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Dowie was the PE teacher. He was always doing stuff. I just play it.
All right, well, here it is. By Alex Dyson.
Poorly recorded and poorly sung.
Well, here we go.
Oh.
This is you on the piano?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. This is nice.
6 years. You've done all right, I guess, but in the end your grades couldn't have been much less. You got a D for behavior, E plus for attendance, and your teacher odor really started to offend us.
This is good.
I was making tenuous rhymes even before Matty O'Kine.
So
not a whole heap of lols happening in the studio this morning, and this goes for 5 minutes and 12 seconds.
Well, I'm sure if you know Mr. Falzoni.
Franzoni. The French teacher.
Yeah, I can imagine he's bald.
Yeah.
He's got more students than hair.
Students than hair. Well, there you go.
Which I'm assuming the class is no bigger than 30.
No, that's probably a small French class.
He must have had 24 pieces of hair on his head. I mean, that's... From what do you want?
Not many.
A few reports coming in, Carla Ramby included, from the studio next door, suggesting Fit Ben Folds.
Fit Ben Folds. Alex Folds 5, Brendan says, on there. Should give up Radio Dyson, go back, go for a backup singer in there. So a couple of all right texts.
There we go. Thank you for all your texts on 0439757555. So this goes for another 3 minutes. Should we
play it out? No play it out texts coming in yet. None of those yet. There's my entry. If you've got a high school musical moment that you'd like to share with us, please give us a ring. 1-300-055-536.
Here's some Fences Now with Arrows. I'll be playing mine a little bit later on.
Play it out.
There are zero play it outs. I'm counting. Look, I'll refresh right now. Nope, still none.
There's a WTF question mark.
Here we go. Here's some Fences now. I'm going to be playing mine a little bit later on, so stick with us. Courtney Barnett on Triple J with Pickles from the Jar. And we kicked off with Fences featuring Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Arrows. And before that, we had a song as yet to be fully unearthed. Still,
yeah, probably best it stays buried, to be honest.
It was Alex Dyson at his Year 12 graduation ceremony in front of the entire school. What are we talking crowd numbers here?
Look, about 1,000 went to Warrnambool College.
All right.
But
plus parents.
No. This was like the school lunch, just before lunch.
Oh, okay.
So that happened there. But that was actually recorded at another person's bedroom later on because
it was
I was
such
doing
a hit.
This. Well, no. But I was doing this with a few friends. Charity bike ride, had to raise some money. So I took a photo of myself with like a suit on and flowers dropping out of my hands at the Warrnambool Performing Arts Centre.
Oh.
Made a CD cover.
Oh.
And sold CDs of the song to raise money for a Cambodian bike ride with Oxfam.
Oh, and what are we talking about? We hit platinum?
I sold about probably 30, over 30 copies.
At how much a pop?
$5.
Damn, dude.
Well, it's a CD single. I can't sell for much more than that.
Did you get the plaque? Did you get sent a plaque?
No, I didn't get an APRA CD in a frame. No? That would have, my overheads were already quite high and that I didn't need to add any.
The frame alone would have taken away
from you. Do you know how much it costs to frame something? I think he framed a Tintin post the other week. Frame was more than the actual thing. All right, Fitzy in Melbourne, we're talking high school music. Tomorrow we're going to be at Liebler Yavney College. So we're looking at your high school musical talents as well. Fitzy in Melbourne, what did you do when you were in grade 10?
My girl, because obviously I'm a bit young, didn't have a lot of cash to my name, so I made use of the music facilities at school and I wrote a song for my girlfriend at the time. And I got one of my friends who was a bit more musically talented than me to write the chords. And then I got another friend to sing it. And then I got my music teacher to play it. And I played the drums as the backing.
And did you perform it like just in front of her or was there other kids there?
No, I did not perform it. It was all...
So you wrote it all and everything and never even performed it. She didn't break up with you before you got the chance to, did she?
No way. It was much the opposite when I handed the song over on a CD. I was quite the special man for a little while.
Oh,
goodness me. And so did she get the only copy?
The funny thing is, I did most of all of it and... We made two copies, and my mate who sung it, he gave it to his girlfriend, and he took all the credit for it as well.
Yes! And said that he was singing?
Yeah, he told her to sing. He took all the credit. But she said to him that she goes, "Oh, it sounds like you boys have too much time on your hands."
Your girlfriend was totally in awe, and your mate's girlfriend was just like, meh.
Yeah, it couldn't be two polar opposites.
Wait, were they both called the same name?
No, there was no mention of a name in the song.
Right. Oh, clever.
Okay.
So I wrote it how I felt about my girlfriend, and he went and gave it to his girlfriend with all this stuff that I'd written.
Oh, well, that's a bit of karma. He's trying to cash in on your goodwill, and it came back to him, said you got too much time on your hands. Can you remember any of the lyrics that we can take with us this morning at All Fitzy?
I remember it was called 10 Times Over and a Half.
What, that's, you know what? What was that? How much you love her? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Well, yeah. If we can somehow get our hands on a copy of that, I'm sure we could launch it. I'm talking number one,
Fitzy,
hottest 100.
You will. You're going to be big. Keep in touch, my friends.
Thanks, Fitzy.
Matt and Alex are with you on a Thursday morning. Seth Century on the phone later on because he's playing a gig at a high school tomorrow, Matt O'Kine, and we're looking at music that we've made this morning.
Absolutely. You and I are both making some high school music. You're going to hear a bit more of mine some of mine after the news at 7 o'clock. Right now we got KLP in the studio, Christy Lee Peters,
regular
host of House Party on Saturday nights on Triple J.
Also a singer as well, DJ around the place.
And a television commercial star. Okay, this blew my mind. When we were at your party the other day, because you remember a couple of weeks ago, Alex, we were talking about the little kid, I don't want to name brands, but from the, let's call it the Sloobsmobile commercial. Okay.
It's in context.
You can we were looking for, yeah. we were. I was like, wonder where that little kid is, right? You know, that 13, 30, 30 foo.
Yeah.
All right. KLP's little brother.
And me, we did it together.
He fixed the car.
The number. Yeah, we fixed the car.
This is the best thing I've ever heard
and
in my life.
So my dad does TV commercials for a living, and hey, Dad, and so he did that.
That was classic.
Him.
I got to meet him. I was starstruck.
You absolutely freaked out.
Who else have you worked with as a singer over the years?
More recently, What's So Not on Jaguar, Yuxek on his label. Back when Panow were doing Baby and Singing Like Children, I did that.
Yeah, you said you're quite good at singing like a child.
Can you sing
really
the baby
good.
Bit?
No, I'm not going to do that.
No, don't do that. Come on.
Come on,
mate.
Oh,
you're better than that.
Fine. You do better and sing a funny rap about Humpty Doo.
Yeah, how about I rap for you instead? This is my rapping debut in public. I've done many raps, bedroom raps and, you know, rapping, helping kids for heaps decent. But this is my first public rapping.
Well, it's really live, but we need a name. We've had some good suggestions for what we're going to call this rap featuring KLP, Humpty Doo Doos and Wo-Os. Thank you, Damien from Atherton. Humpty Do It, Put Your Back Into It. I don't mind.
Humpster's Paradise as
That's
well.
Great.
Is all right.
I think we'll go with Scotto's from North Queensland suggestion. What do you reckon we should call the Humpty Doo rap, Scotto?
Hey, this is how we Humpty Do It.
This is how we Humpty Do It.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Scotto, for your suggestion. We'll catch you later, man.
No worries. Have a good one, fellas.
All right.
You too.
Do you need to let us know anything beforehand? Anything that needs to be set up here, KLP?
I do. Well, first of all, massive shout out to the beatmaker, Motez. Now, Motez features on the House Party compilation, and I mentioned to him the other day that I was doing the weather rap, and he kindly made a whole original beat for the weather rap.
What a legend.
It's sick, yeah. So shout out, Motez, you big legend. Other things to mention, the Humpty Doo Hotel. It's a local hangout. I think the rest is pretty self-explanatory.
Sweet.
Let's hit it. Yeah. This is KLP performing. This is how we Humpty do it on Triple J.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you ready, Matt? Are you ready, Alex?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. 1, 1, 2, and 3. I'm rapping about a town in the Northern T where it gets so hot, makes you wanna sweat. I'm KLP and I'm not done yet. The Arnhem Highway will take you in. 47Ks from Darwin. Wind down the window as you drive. You might see a dingo passing by. Or a big crocodile if that's your thing. He likes to box, yeah, he runs the ring. The village green looks kinda brown, but that's the vibe in the center of town. Pull up the bumper 24 hours to the server for some dim sim power. Meet you there when the bush party's through. What we do in Humpty Doo. Humpty Doo. What you know about Humpty? Humpty Doo. My humps, my hump, my hump. Humpty Doo. What you know about Humpty? Humpty Doo. My hump, my hump. Everyone knows about the Humpty Doo Hotel. It's the pub if you're hanging local. No walls, lots of beer. Plenty of characters hanging out there. Here's a little fact that you may not know. Mr. Higgins went there to play a show. Triple J went AWOL. But wait, hold up, that's not all. Slim Dusty wrote a song. The Humpty Doo Waltz, don't get it wrong. Bush ballads are dedicated to this town. Let's celebrate it. At the Gophi, pick up a schnitty. Pretty cheap, don't need no fitty. Keep the change and buy me a drink. I'm KLP and it's time to sing. Humpty Doo, what you know about Humpty? Humpty Doo, my humps, my humps. Humpty Doo, what you know about Humpty? Humpty Doo, my humps. Join in, boys, let's do it. Humpty Doo, what you know about Humpty? Humpty Doo, my humps, my humps, my humps. Humpty Doo, uh-huh. huh? What you know about her? Bring it back. Humpty do what? My humps, my humps, my humps, yeah.
J, KLP performing. This is how we Humpty do it.
Thank you.
Incredible. Sarah from Brisbane says, marry me. quality rap. I like your style. Callas on a best weather rap yet. Who is Matt O'Kine? Incredible stuff.
Come on, I'm getting burned.
We should form a rap team.
I keep trying to work with you, KLP. You keep dissing me.
Oh, that is so good. KLP, thank you so much for coming in, performing the rap.
Thank you for having me.
We look forward to the release next Friday of the double CD, House Party Volume 3, with plenty of mixes in there done by KLP herself.
I wish I could have put that rap on it.
Well,
send the CDs back.
Volume 4, okay, it's happening. It's a big day tomorrow for High School Music because it's the final performance for the winning person of Unearthed High Japanese Wallpaper. We'll be performing alongside Seth Century at his school, Liebler Yavna College, in Melbourne. And so we thought we'd pull out from the archives a little bit of historical music from our own banks.
Yeah, celebrating High School Music this morning. We had a call from Fitzy. He wrote a song for his girlfriend back in the day that his mate who played on it with him also gave to his girlfriend, claiming it was his as well, just to get those sweet, sweet brownie points.
Now, what you might not know is that KLP, who just was in to do the weather app, she was in an all-girl group in the mid-2000s, okay? Now, I, in high school, year 12, was in a boy band. Yeah. All right, I started the boy band with my friends. Shout out to Busy K Mac, Dinner Time, Do Styles.
What, Dinner Time?
Yeah. I was Matty O, as in MATTY-OH with an apostrophe. Okay.
I understand where that comes from. Where does Dinner Time come from?
You know what? I don't know. That's a good point. Anyway, shout out to Dinner Time. So
given we're celebrating Unearthed Music, yeah. Gab Strum, Japanese Wallpaper, deemed the best in the country. This is certainly not the best in the country. I mean, you didn't enter Unearthed High. It didn't exist when you were around, Matt.
No. I have been on Unearthed, though.
Yes.
I have put tracks on Unearthed to very little response. but the thing is, to hark back to Blind, the song that we made as 4.1, you've got to understand where I've come from, you know? So I have years of awful music behind me. Years. Like, I've got 12 years of just totally ignored, never received well tunes that I've been making in my bedroom. Literally 12 years. I still do it. All right, so let's just go back in time, all right? Yep. So this is 2 years ago. This is off the mixtape, Disco Matt mixtape. This is a track called 99. It's all about wishing I had a song in the Hottest 100. Maybe I'd be happy then. Maybe I'd be content. Okay, so that has the lyrics, vocalist from Jen Fricker, okay? A little bit poppy. All right. Okay.
Wait, hold on, you're rapping. Come on, man, you know I don't check that shit. And he's talking about tertiary. Whether you
cute kids act or I got stick on a goon sack listening to boom bap. Okay, so
that's not high school, though. That's
this is recently. Dude, yeah. We're talking, that's 2 years ago. Okay, yeah. Hark back to 4 years before that when I was going through a dreadful Jeff Buckley wannabe stage, okay? This is a track that I called Pardon Me. Check this out. But you won't go easy when I tell you now. You'll just try and lead me down. Every time that I run around and get so high. Don't laugh, Alex. This is hurting. This is hurt. I'm exposing everything I have. Stop laughing, Alex. Okay. This is my soul on the line right now. Do you understand? Okay. So that's a song that I call Pardon Me.
That's incredible.
All right. Now.
And you're playing that guitar as well.
That was me playing
that's
guitar.
Really
this
impressive.
Is all bedroom stuff, okay?
Who were you saying Pardon Me to?
I don't even know. I think I was saying Pardon Me to a girl that I like. You know, it's a classic heartbreak song. All right, before that, I went through a terrible wannabe Hilltop Hood stage, which I'm not necessarily out of. This is Wizard of Oz. Okay.
It's the launch pad. What? Just the beginning. So what you looking for? Hearts? I've got heart. The start's the heart. From
stop laughing, Alex.
The place I use it. What you think these beats come out of nothing? Something they come out of nothing. Nothing just comes out of nothing. That makes
what's that music?
Crazy.
What's that stab from?
I don't know.
Sounds like Mortal Kombat or something.
Okay.
So what? How long ago was that?
That was 8 years ago now.
Okay.
So that was 2 years out of school.
All right. Well, all right. We're getting closer to the boy band days. Celebrating High School Music on Triple J, Matt O'Kine's Boy Band 4.1. The audio has been recovered.
The track is called Blind. Oh, wow.
We're looking back at our own High School Musical past, including Disco Matt's Jeff Buckley phase.
How's the sigh? That's a legit sigh that I chose to keep in the track.
But you won't go easy when I tell you now. You'll just try and lead me down.
Oh, man, it's good. It is good. Nate from Townsville, what are your thoughts on Matt O'Kine's musical past?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Matt, thanks, I guess.
Thank you for what, I think, Nate?
Well, that confidence boost you've just given me this morning is just really, really great.
Have you got your own past that you're ashamed of? That it's good to see other people have gone through music and, you know, made their way through the battles there, Nate?
Yeah. I mean, I know exactly how you feel. I've had a tough musical career myself. But, the confidence you've given me this morning is just really good. An extra spark is just lit up.
You feel feel a bit better about yourself now, Nate?
Yeah, I think you can go out there and tackle the world, actually.
Thanks.
Well, good, Nate. Thank you very much. Kate from Thornton says, this is the best day of my nice life, thanks to you, Matt. some Joel from Melbourne says, that is musical contraception. Not bad.
Someone just said, put Kanye back on.
Well, about this time yesterday, we were playing new music from Kanye. Sarah from Brisbane. I'm actually impressed with Matt's ability to cover such a wide variety of genres. And you have gone through quite a few, Matt, and we're dipping back in time. Mm-hmm. That was early 20s now. You were in a Hilltop Hoods phase.
Yep.
What have we got here with the track Time to Grow?
Okay, this was definite John Mayer phase. Okay, really went through a John Mayer phase. So check this out.
And I know you know.
The amount that you're laughing is not okay.
Because I know you. I think I'm laughing because I know you from the radio. You're just a normal, cool guy, funny jokes, like relatively cynical about the world, but then just really heavy ghetto hip hop. And then John Mayer. Amazing.
That was 2004. I wrote that track called Time to Grow. favorite lyrics include, you can take a horse to water and even make it drink, but when it comes time to grow, go on that walk you're riding slow, because all that water made your horse go slow. Yeah, that's what it was. You can take a horse to water and even make it drink, but when it comes time to go on that walk you're riding home, all that water makes the horse go slow. So look, those are the lyrics that we're talking about here. But that was only, I was 19 when I did that.
Right.
The Jeff Buckley one, I was bloody 25 years old.
All right.
I should have known better.
This is what we came for. The legitimate high school band, boy band, 4.1.
Yeah.
So named because there were five members, but only one of them was not good enough. He only got a 0.1.
And the name five had been taken.
So please set up this track we're about to hear on Triple J.
So this is a track called Blind. Now, the backing track I made with a program, I think it was called EJ. You just grabbed samples, just chucked them all into this little playlist, just whatever you could. So the backing sample is, you know, it's fine. Just have a listen to the lyrics, though, and the little stresses I put on some of the breathing and stuff. It's really top stuff.
About you all day long. Oh yeah. But I don't know what I would do, cause I miss you. Oh, how I miss you. And one day we're going far high, yeah.
Matt O'Kine doing a duet with his 17-year-old self.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Girl, you're making me blind. Do it to me one time, just one more time.
Triple J, we love music.
Keep it playing.
Arctic Monkeys and I Want It All on Triple J this morning. Matt and Alex are with you. Feel free to send us a text about whatever is on your mind, 0439757555. Always let us know where you're texting from, though, as Sambo has done. He's texting deep from Matt O'Kine's heart this morning. Matt, you've taken me to a special place in your heart. You've shown us stuff that one reserved for someone closer. I don't know if I'm dazed or spellbound from Sambo.
Well, that was very nice, Sambo. Much like Lenny's text. It must have been good because my ears are moist. No, wait, that's blood.
We did play some Matt O'Kine High School Music. As we celebrate Unearthed High this week, heading to Liebler Yavne College, I beg your pardon, in Melbourne tomorrow to put on a gig with Seth Century at the home of Japanese Wallpaper, who took out Unearthed High with a gorgeous track, which Zach Braff's picked up for his latest movie for the soundtrack. It's been on Offspring with Asher Keddie. Unfortunately, Matt's boy band in high school, 4.1, not picked up at the time.
Well, there was no Unearthed High. Well, actually, there probably was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Let's just say there wasn't.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what? I sent those tracks to record companies. Like, legit.
Wait.
I sent them with a cover letter being like full artist biography and stuff. This is not a joke. Someone at Sony would have opened, a grown adult would have opened the mail that day and seen this CD and put it in and heard this.
And in basketball, the Boomers have beaten Mexico to make it 3 wins in a row at the World Cup in Spain. Australia took it out 70-62 and will now play Angola tonight.
Thank you very much, Amelia Marshall. We got a request for you now, Amelia. We read the weather to some music every morning, and today we have a plethora of tracks to choose
oh
from.
Oh boy.
Matt O'Kine looking through the archives as we're celebrating High School Music on Triple J at his musical career, which has gone 12 years, because you love doing it.
I do. I keep doing it. I was doing it yesterday. I do it all the time.
What were you making yesterday?
Just some new fat-ass beats. Just keep trying, mate.
All right. So we've got, these are your options, okay? More recently, a song called 99 about getting number 99 in the Hottest 100 that Matt wanted to get a song in the Hottest 100. Mm-hmm. You've got his Jeff Buckley phase, a track called Pardon.
Ooh.
Which I enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
His Hilltop
Hoods.
That's
just me with the guitar and a lot of reverb.
Oh, wow. And a lot of feelings.
Oh, a lot of heart in that one.
We have the Hilltop Hoods phase before that. Went rap, Buckley rap.
We can't play that. The full song's not on the computer.
Okay. Can't do that one. But it's good.
Sounds intriguing, though.
We have John Mayer. Matt O'Kine being John Mayer.
Ooh.
Or we have, it was sort of a boys to men kind of.
Someone said Craig David.
Craig David-esque boy band in high school.
Someone else texted in, said, because the song is called Blind. And then someone said, 5 will make you get down, but 4.1 will put you in your grave. So thank you for all the texts coming in. 0439757555.
Mark from Melbourne as well said, Blind? I wish I was deaf. So a couple
Thank
of good
you
birds.
For the burn, Mark from Melbourne. It's good to have
the way.
You back.
So which one do you want?
Let's go full Jeff Buckley. Like, I've heard the rap persona. I've heard a little bit of the Boyz II Men persona. This intrigues me.
All right. That sigh is almost replicated in the sigh that kicks off the track. Here it is.
Guys, I was like 25 when I made this song. Okay, this is
That's
serious.
Well too old to be getting away with it.
This is Matt O'Kine or Disco Matt with his track, Pardon Me.
Stop it. I chose to include that sigh in the song.
Put all the reverb on the sigh as well.
It's a meaningful song.
You sing to me a song when you tell me it's all wrong. I just don't understand, but I know that.
The guitar sounds like Middle Ages harpsichord.
I didn't know how to put much bass
Won't
in the guitar,
you
okay?
me, but you won't be. I don't know if you're hearing this, but I.
We need to. We need to grab Tim and Dave, our video people, and make like a feelings video clip for this song. We have to.
Yeah, must
Lots
be done.
Lots of soft focus.
all the words can articulate. Look at you while I sit and wait. I'm not to the best of my ability. It's killing me what you do to me. And it's okay in your head. It's
all I can't read the weather.
Townsville, sunny 26. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Newcastle, windy with showers, 17. Sydney, Dem Fields, and 18. Canberra, harmonies, and 15. No, Sydney's got windy with showers, and 18. Canberra, cloud increasing, 15. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, and 16.
And it's on your mind.
Hobart.
What is that note?
It's never been heard before.
It's a series of notes, in fact.
Yep.
And none of them were correct.
A lot of dogs dying right now. Hobart, late shower 14. Adelaide, clearing shower 16. Perth, mostly cloudy 23. Broome, sunny and 32. There we go. Darwin, sunny 33. Bonus weather, Humpty Doo, Northern Territory, partly cloudy 34. Beth, you mind, Beth? You mind? Hey?
All right, we've got a couple of gears.
Okay, Alice Springs, sunny and 30.
Let's pull it together. If you want to let us know about your stories of high school music. Oh, that was 25. What am I talking about? 1-300-055-536. Seth Sentry on the show today. He's going to be playing at a high school tomorrow. And up next, my father reviewing Vance Joy. Here's old Jay.
Melbourne songwriter James Keogh, better known as Vance Joy, is ready to unveil his much-anticipated debut album, Dream Your Life Away. Now your mess is mine. Inspired by authors, poets, movies and philosophy, each song builds on his songwriting finesse. From the trademark ukulele to gorgeous strings and inspired melodies, Dream Your Life Away is the perfect album to drift away with. Dream Your Life Away by Vance Joy, our feature album on Triple J.
But is it any good, or is Vance Joy delusional with his talents?
Dip, 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 dip.
To find out, we cross to Warrnambool, to a man who enjoys singing Danny Brown at every possible opportunity. It's my father, Ian Dyson.
Good morning, Alexander. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Triple J listeners.
Dad, first of all, yes. We need to review something else. This is 4.1. Featuring Matty O. What do you think?
Think about you all day long.
Never give up the dream, Matt.
There you go.
There you go.
Strive for your dreams. Did you do much music in high school, Dad?
No, I avoided it.
You played the guitar. You told me you used to play the guitar.
Yes, I had a crack at the guitar.
the traditional song to bust out when you're just learning your guitar these days, you play a bit of Wonderwall, you know, get all the ladies
Cranberries
going.
Linger, that was my first song on guitar.
What was the song back in the day that if someone had an acoustic guitar, they'd always play?
Oh, you'd have to ask someone who had some talent to answer that question, mate. I've got no idea.
What was the first song you learned?
I don't know. Too long ago.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, reveal it.
Oh, it'd be a country song. Are you? Simple, three chords, that was all.
Ring of Fire?
No. Listen, yeah, you don't ring me up to go back in time.
We're going back in time today.
We are. We're talking high school music, Dad. So we'll have a think about it, maybe. We'll try and get it out of you later. But here we are, Vance Joy, another acoustic singer-songwriter. What did you reckon of his album, Dream Your Life Away?
Just before we start there, mate, I want to compliment Mr. Ollie Wards at your station for his excellent management skill and motivational speaking last week.
About what?
Matt
being late.
Back on track.
Good. Yes.
And I don't think you've been late since then, Matt?
I certainly have not, and I certainly won't again.
Although I saw your burpees on the thing. You know, the interwebby thing. Yep. And I'm telling you now, a proper burpee, a burpee done properly, it's double knee tuck jump to the chest, mate.
There's no way I'm doing that. I could barely get both my feet off the ground by the end of it.
You got off lightly, O'Kine.
All right.
Let me tell you now. You were lucky I wasn't there.
Well, we're going to go with Winds of Change from Vance Joy here. Dad, what do you think of Winds of Change?
I better turn to that because Winds of Change, Winds of Change. Oh, the first track, yes, Bob Dylan-esque, mate. Like Take Off with Blowing in the Wind.
Right.
1962. Yep. It's got a couple of good lines in there.
Like?
Like, when are you coming home, my love? And an errant finger pokes me in the eye. I thought they were noteworthy.
I miss you.
Well, here it is. A Triple J star rating after this.
I watch the...
On Triple J, it's Vance Joy with Winds of Change. It's off our feature album this week, Dream Your Life Away, currently being dissected and reviewed by Mr. Ian Dyson, Alex Dyson's father, on the line right now.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, yes, here I am.
You remembered the first song that you learned on guitar.
Well, yes. How much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, very nice.
Was it really?
No, I've rung up and I'm paying money for this phone call so I can lie to you, Matt.
That's why Dad's a bit stroppy today.
That's why you're a bit annoyed, Ian.
His phone's broken and can't receive calls, so he calls up and he has to pay. How much did you pay last time, Dad?
And I'm listening to this bloody music that you keep putting down the airways at me. God, look.
What sort of coin are we dropping on this phone call? You're not a payphone, are you?
Let me tell you, Australian dollars, and it's too much, Matt, for what I'm getting out of it.
All right, Dad. Well, let's get into the feature album review here. What you here for? Winds of Change, the first track off Vance Joy's album. There's a few of them on there. What do you reckon of them?
Well, look, first of all, the title...
Dream
Your Life Away. Look, that's usually referred to in the old days, spending your time thinking pleasant thoughts about, but not really achieving much, okay? Pleasant thoughts, not achieving much. But James Keogh here, or Mr. Joy to his friends, wrestles with his feelings, laments some decisions he's made, and works hard at trying to be a responsible grown-up. So that's slightly at odds with Dreaming Your Life Away. Better tracks. You interested?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I can fly past them, boys. I can tell you now.
it's just headed towards that hang-up time. What was better? We want to keep you on the line for as long as possible.
Oh, that's right. Riptide, a story about a somewhat unsuccessful romance and poor singing. It's got a great chorus that you get to hear five times. It's got a good beat and a good tempo. It's an earworm. I woke up the other night bloody singing this thing. I hate it. Like a liver flick. Anyway, Messy Is Mine, track number two, is good. It's about accepting the shared responsibilities for where he finds himself in life.
Yep.
And talk about baggage. And track number 10, First Time, catchy pop number, which is modern and clever and a bit of an adaptation of Cat Stevens' First Cut Is the Deepest.
Very nice stuff. What about any stinkers on Vance Joy's album, Dad?
No stinkers. His songwriting is consistently good, but... some themes do cross over between tracks. Track 12 and 13 are basically the same bloody thing. Best I Can and My Kind of Man both refer to he will do the best he can.
Right.
Okay. If I can be mildly critical, many tracks start with the acoustic guitar combined with his introspective vocals, which were then added to with additional instrumentation, and that format becomes a little bit repetitive.
All right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, we better sum it up. Vance Joy's Dream Your Life Away, his first album, comes out on Friday. We're featuring it. Ian Dyson, my dad, hit us with your summary.
Dreaming Your Life Away is 13 tracks of poetic, easy listening and delicate vocals that Danny Brown would run a mile from. His melancholic temperament shows that he's a thinker, an analyzer, a caring introvert who moves at his own pace. And if I could put it simply, because I am a simple bloke, a young Mrs. Keogh gave birth to a boy. He's rather melancholy and a little bit coy. He learnt the piano and he loves the flute. He dabbled with the law, but he was way too cute. On a wave of emotion, his star doth ride. He wrote a top track. It's called Riptide. Now he dreams of love and love that's not. He is Vance Joy. He's as smooth as snot.
Alex's dad, Ian Dyson, gives this week's feature album 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh, brilliant stuff, Dad. A bit of Banjo Patterson, Ian Dyson, a crossover going on there. Thank you very much for your review, Father.
That's all from Banjo Dyson. Let's move on to some better things then.
All right. Well, what else are you doing today?
Oh, listen, I'm thinking about poor old Matt.
Oh, and why are you thinking about me?
Well, because later in the program, you're going to explain your long-held wish that just for once, someone would call you sir without adding, you're making a scene.
Bye, Dad.
I thought you didn't want to waste money on the phone call.
It was worth it.
After 8 a.m., Seth Sentry is going to be giving us a call. He's gone. Phone line freed up now for Seth Sentry. He's playing a gig tomorrow at the High School of Japanese Wallpaper. We're going to be there. Should be a whole lot of fun. We'll see how he's feeling ahead of that and maybe find out a bit of his high school stories regarding music and the like. To get you to the 8 o'clock news, here's a little bit of Vic Mensa.
4 minutes to 8 on Triple J. Hope you're having a good Thursday morning. A massive congratulations once again to Japanese Wallpaper, winner of Unearthed High. Part of his prize was to come in to Triple J Studios and record that track. It featured Jesse Davidson, a previous Unearthed High alumni. So good to hear that track on the radio because it's absolutely killer. Hey, we kicked off with The Preachers, Somebody's Talking, at 8:15. Matt and Alex are with you.
And we're pumped for tomorrow, Matt, because it is Triple J's Unearthed High concert. We're going to be heading along to Liebler Yavne College in St Kilda, Melbourne, in order to put on a big gig with Japanese Wallpaper and with the next guest who joins us on the line. It's Mr. Seth Sentry. Morning, Seth.
G'day, guys.
Hey, what are you up to right now, Seth?
Right now, I'm just about to head into the studio and do some recording.
Yeah, well, it's very nice of you to have a chat to us because you're very busy working on your follow-up album, a sophomore record. How's it all going, son?
It's going pretty good. It's starting to take some shape, get some form.
What's it like in the studio environment? You know, I see these sort of hip-hop documentaries where I'm watching Kanye, you know, in his studio, and there's always like 8 people there, usually a few models. There's a lot of champagne going on. Is that how Seth Sentry records his albums?
Well, look, you're spot on, Alex. That's exactly what it is. It's bloody exhausting sometimes. There's models all over the first. Get off there.
They're running amok in there, distracting Seth from who's actually talking as well. We'll move on, Seth, because we got the gig going on tomorrow. It's in high school. We're going back to school. What were you like in high school?
Brat. I was a brat.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I spent a lot. I didn't really get to go outside for lunchtimes a lot because I was mainly sitting out the front of the principal's office on the naughty chair.
What's the most trouble you were in?
There's just so many. I can't really do anything without making me sound like a little...
Now, this is cautionary tales, and you've matured to this point, so any young kids listening will know that, it's best to mature earlier during high school than have to wait and get through it and do it as Seth did a bit later in life.
This is actually primary school, Seth, actually. But once there was a kid that I was beefing. I had a beef with this kid, so I snuck out during swimming sports. We had a swimming pool at school, I went into the change rooms and I flushed all his clothes in the toilet. And then I came back and I jumped in the pool as if nothing had happened and just waited for the result. And it was better than I expected. He went in and couldn't locate his clothes and came back out but didn't put his bathers back on first. So he just came out stark naked in front of the whole school. Where are my clothes?
Seth, that is one of the best like pranks on a school kid I've ever heard.
He kind of pranked himself for me. He met me halfway.
That's the genius.
Prank. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, and he would have got in trouble for being naked in front of everyone as well. So instead of you,
it's pretty bad. I think I copped about 2 weeks outside the principal's office for that one.
Oh goodness me! Well,
right. When you go to Liebler Yavne College, stay away from the school room, the swimming change blocks.
Indeed, it's happening tomorrow. We got a lunchtime gig just for the kids at the school. If you're thinking of coming down, please don't. It's just for the students. Japanese Wallpaper are playing, and myself and Matt are going to try and do a little bit of performance as well. We might ask Seth for some advice after we play his song "Thanks for Your Hospitality" this morning on Triple J Breakfast.
Here it is.
Should probably add there's a language warning on that one.
Oh,
all right. Okay. I thought you had matured from your days of potty mouths and stuff, Seth.
I think there's a couple of swear words. There might even be a real bad one that you might want to jump on the button for.
Okay. Oh. Well, I'll be riding the fader as we jump through this one.
There we go. You'll fit right in this studio.
Thanks for your hospitality.
Live from his studio where he is about to commence re-recording his second album.
He's
recording his second album. You're getting back into it today.
Getting back into the swing of things. And trying to look for a new rental property at the same time.
Oh, really? Room for Rent. You're moving out. And what's happening now? Have you got another song in the works about it, or are you just literally not singing, just going through the process?
Well, I figured out if a place is funky on a listing, it's shit. All right? Now you know. I'll save you the trouble.
With a funky interior.
It just means a shitty interior.
Okay.
What about the application? Are you like? Do you put rapper on the
entertainer?
Yeah, it's always a little tough one, isn't it?
I don't. What do you put? Entertainer?
I put performer, but then I never know.
Do the people go? If people are like, oh, he's an entertainer. He comes in. Oh no, it's just a shit performer. Is that what they've got the opposite problem for you, Seth?
Yeah, no, I definitely go entertainer. And I was like, oh man, some of these inspections. Tell you what, if you want to get some new picks done up, get a real estate agent to take them for you, because they can make the smallest things look massive.
Well, he's a very busy man, is Seth Century, moving house and recording an album. Do we have any details as to what you will be writing about for the second album, Seth?
No, I'll stay pretty tight-lipped about everything at the moment.
All right. And is there any saxophone in this album, Seth? I understand that you used to play a bit of sax in high school.
Yeah, I wish I never said that. I don't even think I'd be confident knowing which end to blow on a saxophone.
It's the little one.
It's the little one, yeah. Sweet. Yeah.
Well, bring it along. Feel free to jump up on stage. Matt and I will be performing prior to Japanese Wallpaper, who is then supporting you at this lunchtime gig.
Blue Gums Murphy.
I might hit you guys up for some BVs on a song.
Oh, please do.
All right,
any excuse
to get up. But do you have any advice for us? I mean, we haven't performed on stage together at all or alone for quite a while playing music, Seth. Is there anything that we should keep in mind when we're going to be up on stage?
Well, I haven't
in front
been
of
on stage in a couple of months either, so we'll get through it together.
Sweet. Looking forward to it.
All right, so we will catch you tomorrow afternoon at Liebler Yavne College. You can check the Triple J website for all the photos and details as it happens. We'll be crossing in to Zan, Louie and the Doctor as well. Seth Century, it's been a pleasure, my friend. We'll catch you soon.
Legends. Cheers, boys.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.